this video, we're gonna talk about like simple tips on how to think happy to be happy. And before that, to master the use of the law of attraction, go and visit my website at yvonnealexander.com. One of the things that I always recommend to people to really think happy thoughts when they are with obsessive negative thinking or obsessive worry or have some challenges in their lives that actually, you know, it's even hard to think positive for them, is actually to focus their attention in something in nature. Going out on nature has an energy frequency that immediately, no matter how dense you are, how much in pain you are, how much in darkness you are, there's this moment that nature takes over. The frequency, the energy frequency of nature is actually a very high frequency. And in humanity, we have stopped going out to play. We have stopped going out into the woods. We have stopped going out into the mountains. We have stopped smelling the flowers because most of our life is now in the cyber world. We send even flowers through a sticker. We send a smile through a, how is it called, an emoticon or something like that. In Instagram, we know that, you know, we are liked or we like a picture of nature instead of actually going to it. So one of the things that happens when you think happy to be happy is actually you will help keep creating and preserving nature out there. Because if you know or have studied anything about the thought process, what you think, you create. So imagine when you stop thinking of nature, what is happening in humanity right now? Look at how we are most in the cyber world, where thinking connection is there, nature is outside dying. The icebergs are melting, the sun is this and that. And then the scientists will come and tell you, you know, it's because, you know, of this and that. Everything is started and created with our thoughts. It is said that with our thoughts, we can change our world and the whole world. So to think happy and be happy, just think of first of getting out, go out in nature and be barefoot. There's actually energy technology. One of my teachers says, Yvonne, I want you to practice this new technique, energy technology I'm gonna send you. I was so excited. I thought he was gonna send me this application to put in my iPad to hear all night long. And he actually told me, get off your shoes, go out on the grass. I'm like, what is this? I paid thousands of dollars for him to give me that advice. And it actually worked. I went there with the awareness and I noticed how little have I been investing my time going out in nature, an energy frequency that is so high that it changes your thoughts immediately. Another thing you can do is stop, again, stop watching the news, stop reading the gossip, stop seeing if the Kardashians are going to divorce or if Kanye is going to bump on a camera guy or a paparazzi. That's trash, that's junk, and you are just feeding that negative thinking that you don't want to have. So if you're choosing to do that, don't complain that you can stop your negative thoughts. And the third one is eat well. To think happy and be happy, you got to align the food you eat. They say that you are what you think, but you are also what you eat. I'm not going to extremes. I'm not telling you to be a vegan. I will never ever do that, especially with the rates of eating disorders and hunger numbers that we have in humanity. But to think happy and be happy, have a healthy eating lifestyle, go out in nature and stop eating and watching junk. And just do that. This is energy technology that will help your mind think happy to be happy. To accelerate your spiritual development as a leader, entrepreneur, or spiritual teacher, go to my website at yvonnealexander.com or click on this link. Because humanity is urgently needing you to live your mission into its fullest right now.